over to the psalmist. Psalmist, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
God bless you.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. And you have been so, so kind to me. And all the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. And oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found and leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, finds till I'm found and leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love. God, yeah, 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 yeah. When I was your foe, still your love far from me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. And oh, it chases me down, finds till I'm found and leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, finds till I'm found and leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Yeah. 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 I just want you and nothing else. And nothing else will do. I just want you and nothing else. And nothing else, nothing else will do. I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment, and I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I'm sorry when I'm just going through the motions. I'm sorry when I just sang another song. Take me back to where we started, when I opened up my heart to you. I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forget that you're enough. Take me back to where we started, when I opened up my heart to you. I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. No, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you and nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you and nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you and nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you and nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do. In all the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God, oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found and leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, finds till I'm found and leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, thank you so much, Ms. Healing, for that praise and worship this morning. Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate you and all that you do. Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it this morning. I want to thank Minister Willa for greeting and the beautiful greeting this morning and that beautiful tag. All this, we thank you this morning. We praise your name. God, we praise your name. We can't thank you enough for all that you do, so we appreciate both of you. I love you all. My name is Cindy Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm excited this morning. Let me share a little bit about this journey we are on today. We are excited in October 2010. Our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wilson, started on this journey. Hallelujah, this morning. And we stand on a scripture, Psalms 88 and 13, but you have cried out, O Lord, in the morning. My prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement and to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin this beautiful day. And if anything come on your mind is so heavy that you can't get, you have a word that you can, website that you can go to 24/7. It is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on that site, as well as by our beautiful speakers. And if you feel free to share with each and every one you come in contact with, and it will be greatly appreciated. Yes, Lord, we want to say this morning we have a theme this year, 2022. God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructed us to do. For immediate obedience will continue to experience the restoration, divine protection, and create miracles and strategic breakthroughs. So that is a mouthful right there. So we just want you to guys to just stay focused on this. And if you've been led by the Lord, be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Willa, and as a songer, as Minister Kaylin, and as a host, as a reader, host, as Minister Cynthia, I greet you this morning that you can even pray a prayer request, a praise report. Please submit your information at the info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and the Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wonderful will contact you. And on Friday, we have a treat on the second half of the call where you could be able to share your praise report and the prayer request live on the second half of the call on Friday. Our phenomenal company, Artist International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 32 years ago. We are now called Artist Light with great products. The world become healthy, and I said you can also become wealthy if you share the information. Please don't keep it to yourself. The morning motivation call held right after this call, Monday through Friday, and a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist products, and that number is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525, and that access code is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. We also have a bypass number, so you will not be charged, and that number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and the power couple, Diamond President, Reggie and Victoria Franley, will be doing the call, as she shared with me, is snoring and sleep apnea. We want to be able to share it with that call with each and everyone you come in contact with. That is awesome. So let me just share with you. I'm going to stop right now because I am excited this morning. But let me just share also, let me share with you guys, please go to your back office, see what's on the specials they have there also, and keep in touch. And they are ready to go to Cancun. They are ready to go to Cancun. So you guys who are going, judge yourself accordingly and be ready to share. I think it's they're leaving for the 2nd of this month, September. All right, let me just share with you the speaker this morning needs no introduction. You know her. Oh, she has a series going. I am. Well, let me share. I said I am excited this morning to share this, my good friend and the person that I love, Prophet Kara Brown. Prophet Kara Brown was born in New York City. She's currently in that great city of San Antonio, Texas. And she's called to minister in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary, where she received her Master of Art in Pastoral Counseling and as a minister at Divine Pastoral Ministry. She's currently she's really awesome. I tell you that when she was sharing with us, and we need to listen and share the weeds and everybody come to it. Well, let me just stop. She also has a scripture. She stands on scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord. And we also have a son. Her son is son Caleb. He is a gentleman that she loves to life. Christopher. And she loves him, and he is doing some great things. And, you know, I'm just so proud to be a part of, you know, a friend of hers. And also, she was my prayer partner, so I can go on and on, but I'm going to stop. I said three, but I think I just shared more than three. But it's okay. God is good. And so we ask each and every one, you can go to the website, and she has an extensive bio. You can read up on her bio. Well, let me just pray before she begins. So you hear her voice, the next voice you will hear would be Prophet Kara Brown. Almighty God, you are the greatest provider. You provide air to breathe, light to see, water to drink, and us to hear. Lord, we love you. We adore you. Lord, we thank you right now for the speaker about to download a word in the telecommunications sanctuary that will ask us that it would do some good so we can be able to share with each and everyone we come in contact today. Lord, we ask you right now to give her the strength to go on the Lord, the words that come to us, Lord, that we will be able to understand that we need you, Lord, more than ever right now, Lord. Lord, we love you. We adore you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. The floor is yours, Prophet. All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And I just want to say thank you to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts, for their yes in founding the Master's Call, their obedience, for just doing what God said when he said almost 12 years ago. And we are just going to continue in the midst of our series, and the series is Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. The assignment is forgiveness, and we broke forgiveness down into three parts: God forgiving man forgiving ourselves, and of course, man forgiving each other. And we are in that third part, in the man forgiving each other, and we were looking at two particular scriptures right now. We were looking at Ephesians 4 and 32, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. But we were also looking at Matthew 6 and 14, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And the third scripture I want us to keep in mind right now is Matthew 11:25. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. So we'll keep those three scriptures in mind as we are processing through this, as we wrap up, Count It All Joy, Understanding the assignment is forgiveness. Now, as we are looking at forgiveness, we don't want to get stuck in a place of bitterness and resentment where we can't move past where we are, because we are stuck in unforgiveness. Because if you get stuck in unforgiveness, then you get stuck. It's like quicksand. It will hold you, and that resentment and that bitterness will leave you in a place where you can't move past where you are. The other person will have gone on with their lives, doing their thing, living their lives, being in a place where they are happy, whole, and healthy, and you will be stuck in the same place where you can't move past a hurt, a habit, a hang-up, a thing that has harmed you, and you will be stuck in that thing. So how do you move past that? How do you get to the place where you can walk in forgiveness, you can walk whole and healthy? Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to ask God to help you to forgive. Ask God to enable you to forgive when you are stuck in that place. Because unless you ask God to help you, you may not be able to move past it, and regardless of how you feel, because it's not about how we feel. See, we get stuck in a feeling of a thing sometimes. And forgiveness is not about how we feel. It's about allowing God to move us past our feelings and submitting to God's healing and his will about a thing. See, if we read Matthew 18:18, it says, truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So it's not about how we feel, but it's about binding that thing in God and allowing him to deal with it. So it's not about how we feel about it, because how we feel about it doesn't necessarily determine what we do about it, but it's about being about God's business and doing what God says about it regardless of how we feel. So if we ask God to enable us to forgive, he will. So if we take that thing and we surrender and submit it to God and say, God, in spite of how I feel, in spite of how this thing has hurt me, in spite of what it looks like or feels like, I'm going to give it to you, and you are going to give me the ability, because I'm binding it here on earth and I'm loosing forgiveness, and then we give it to him, then that's the first step in how we forgive. Commit to lay it down. Commit to stop allowing the enemy to replay that shame, hurt, criticism in our heads. Commit to laying it down. Commit to stop recounting it. Commit to cutting the tape off. Believe that person, regardless of whether they have asked for that forgiveness or not. Commit to laying it down and to stop playing the tape and recounting it. Commit to that. You got to commit to that, because if you choose to allow that tape to play over and over and over in your head, then you are not allowing yourself to forgive. You're not allowing yourself. And then you might as well not offer that forgiveness. If you're planning on continuing to beat that person up, if you're planning on continuing to walk around with that resentment, then don't offer the forgiveness. Because then you are lying to yourself and to God. And you might as well not. If you're going to continue to seek to punish that person, then you're not really releasing that person to God, or releasing that behavior to God. So you have to commit to truly lay down your recounting of the shame, the hurt, the resentment, the criticism of the past behavior. So you have to make that commitment, and you're making that commitment to God, not to that person. You're making that commitment to God. So commit to God to forgive. So you've asked him for the ability. Now make the commitment to do it. And trust that when you commit to him to do it, that he is faithful and just to give you the ability to do it. Just like he was faithful and just to forgive you your sins, he is faithful and just to give you the ability to forgive others theirs. So make that commitment. And when you make that commitment, follow through. Be specific in that follow-through, in that plan. Speak your offering of forgiveness as specifically as you can. I forgive X person completely for all the years of drinking, for the past abuse, for X, Y, and Z. Speak it or write it specifically. Detail-oriented. Whether you write it or speak it or journal it or whatever you have to do to get it out, speak what that thing was, how it damaged you, why it damaged you. Get it out of you. And tell what you're going to do. I'm going to stop doing this because it damages you too as much as it damages me. Be specific in that thing. Why are you being specific? Because it releases you. It releases the other person too. But it tells God exactly what you're going to do, and it holds you accountable to God. Because, see, you need to be accountable. You're holding yourself accountable and giving God exactly what you're going to do. So that when you have, you know, asked God, committed to it, and then given him the specifics, you can hold yourself accountable and have a person that God has placed in your life to be accountable to. Now, that's not just anybody. Make sure that you have a person in your life that you trust and that loves you and that is nurturing you and that is walking your spiritual walk with you that you can trust. And that's not just anybody. That will hold you accountable and be, that will be honest with you in love and will pull your card when you're not doing that which God has called you to do. Because you need that accountability even when you're walking out forgiveness, especially when you're walking out forgiveness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I received that. Because this thing is not easy. Because when you forgive, your Father in heaven forgives you. And then pray about it. And every time you want to turn back to it, pray about it. And every time the enemy brings it up in your head, pray about it. That's a human reaction. Daddy God understands it. Jesus was here. He understood what it meant to get angry and want to turn back. Pray about it. The enemy is going to bring it up because he's going to test you. Pray about it. Release it. Pray about it. Release it. Pray about it. Release it. It's okay to continue to feel some of the stuff that you're going to continue to feel. That makes you human. It's what you do with those feelings that determines where you are in your walk. I feel all kinds of crazy stuff every day. It's what I do with those feelings. It's that I don't allow those feelings to take me places I know God doesn't desire me to go. that determines where I am in my walk. So it's what we do in those moments when we are having those emotional highs and lows that determines where we are with God, not whether or not we feel them, because our humanness, our humanity says we're going to feel some things that, you know, make us feel a little odd, a little off. We're going to feel them. That's what makes us human. But how do we respond to those things we feel? Do we react and fly off the handle? Or do we allow the Holy Spirit that's within us to settle us and then respond the way that God desires us to respond according to his Jeremiah 29:11 plan? Do we count it all joy and understand the assignment, that assignment being forgiveness? How do we respond? Knowing that this person has harmed us, do we forgive them knowing that God has forgiven us so many times? Or do we react out of the resentment that we felt in the past? If the assignment is forgiveness, then we love them enough to forgive because God has forgiven us more times than we can count. For every little white lie, for every little hurt, habit, or hang-up that we have, how many times has God forgiven us? It's more than the 7 times 70. More than that, if we're honest. If we're truthful. But are we willing to allow the grace and mercy and the love of God to flow through us to our brothers and sisters? Are we willing to count it all joy, understanding the assignment? The assignment is forgiveness. Are we? Are we willing to take a step back from the hurt, the resentment, the wrong that was done to us, and look at it through the eyes of God and the wrong that we've done to him, and how many times he's had to step back and say, I could let this one go, but he or she is my daughter or my son, and look at it that way. This is my brother or my sister, and forgive, and let go of the past. And move forward in love the way God so often moves forward in love with us. Not without consequences, not without rebuke, not without having the conversation, but in love in spite of. Without judgment. Then Peter came and said, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you 7 times, but 70 times 7. And for those of us who are quick math, 400, no, see, back in those days, that math didn't come that easily. That was like infinity to them. We've got to stop being so carnal-minded and thinking of the limitations, because do you only want God to forgive you 7 times 7, 70 times 7? Because that can go real quick. That could be real short. Or do you want God to forgive you every time you fall short and miss the glory of God? and have to repent and turn from your wicked way and turn from our wicked ways, and then he will hear from heaven and forgive our sins and heal our land. Forgiveness is a minute-by-minute thing, and God does it for us every time we repent. His grace and his mercy are sufficient. We need to have that same grace and mercy for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We need to put aside every hurt, every habit, every hang-up, every time our brothers and sisters ask, and even sometimes when they don't, for our own well-being. Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is forgiveness. Will you take the assignment of forgiveness on? Will you put in the work of asking God to forgive you, of repenting and asking God for forgiveness, of doing the work of self-forgiveness, and then forgiving your brothers and sisters in Christ the way God forgave you? Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is forgiveness. Minister Cynthia, back to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai, for that amazing and on-time word. I am working on it. Praise the Lord. I am so, thank you so much for that on-time message. Count it all joy. And as for forgiveness, well, let me say to you, coming back to you, and we're going to come back after a short few announcements, and we're going to ask you for the benediction. Count it all joy. Hallelujah. Let us pray and pray our prayer request. Almighty God, we are eternally grateful that you chose us. Thank you for creating us for the good work and giving us the ability to fulfill our purpose. Lord, we thank you right now for perfect time word, powerful message, count it all joy and forgiveness. Lord, we ask you right now to bless Prophet Kai over and over again, Lord, that you will have enough room to attain the blessings. Lord, we thank you right now for our two outstanding co-founders, Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for sharing with us these walk with the Lord and be strong. Keep our mind focused on him. We thank you for everyone that joined us this morning, Lord. I thought it was not worthy. Want to lift up every dear daddy home family right now for sharing artist's life with us, so that we can continue to be healthy and wealthy. We pray for every staff member right now, Lord. We ask you to lift them. I am thankful this morning, Lord, for you. Thank you right now, Lord, to go to nursing home, the hospital, God, right now, root homes, Lord, and touch each and everyone's body, Lord, right now, and give them the healing that they need, so they may be able to move forward. Lord, right now we ask you to, everyone to go through the reading right now, Lord, that you comfort them like never before, Lord. Give them the strength to move forward, Lord, right now. It is a time we need you, Lord. We need you, we need you, we need you. Lord, we ask you right now, come by here, Lord. Come by here. Hallelujah. Come by here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you want to listen to this word, I'm going to give you the number so you can listen to playback. The number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. Access code 957-67. Pound. This morning we will be doing this Awareness Wednesday. As I share the power, couple help, Ms. Flanagan will be doing the call this morning. It's about sleep and sleep apnea. So everyone, please plug into that call. That number again is 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. And the access code is 294-617 pound. Thank you again, Mr. Willow, for greeting us this morning and that beautiful tag. Thank you, Minister Caleb, for your praise and worship this morning. We so appreciate you. Thank you, Prophet Kai, that we were touched my heart this morning. Thank you again for that powerful message. Count it all joy. Will you please close us out in a benediction? Thank you.
And thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we just thank you for allowing us to come and count it all joy. And we thank you for your forgiveness, your loving kindness. And as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, we just want to continue to give your name the praise, glory, and honor that is due you. Father, we thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for our big brother, Jesus. And we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace.